Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're up to our last shir on Sif Aleph, our fourth shir. We're on the second line on page 42. We've been discussing till now that in order to do any kind of shihia, we said the dish has to be fully cooked and the stomach viralu. Now we're going to bring a second shita that's much more lenient. The Mechaber says, V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shekos shenizbashel kemachal ben jusai. So long that the food is cooked to the point of machal ben jusai. Pirish, shem adam shaya uchel ma'acholo shalom nizbashel kol tzarko. This was the name of a person that used to eat his food not fully cooked. So therefore, it's a lower level than being fully cooked and mitzamek v'ralo, because machal ben jusai. Oshen nizbashel kol tzarko umitzamek v'yafalo. Or if it's even further cooked, it's fully cooked, but it will get better as it cooks more. This shita holds mutter la shoso agabe kira. You are allowed to do shihia on top of a kira. Says the Rama, o afilu agabe tanur, or even on top of a tanur, it's mutter. Afilu husak big efes ve'etzim, even if it was fired up with those materials that turn into coals. Va'afilu in a group of a ketuma, and even if the coals are not swept out and not covered, it's all going to be okay because the food was kemachal ben jusai. We saw previously, we'll see soon, that it means a half cooked or a third cooked. That's a machlokas, exactly what machal ben jusai is. This is a much more lenient shita than the first shita we've been discussing. V'lohuskura grufa uketuma v'husak bekash ugvava. We only discussed grufa uketuma, sweeping out the coals or covering the coals. When it's been fired up with kash ugvava, that whole discussion is elokishahishil hisbashil vilohigil macha ben jusai. Only when it's less than a half or a third cooked, it's not yet macha ben jusai, then we have the discussion of needing groof of a ketuma, the chiluk of kash ugvava, v'chein le'inanim notal ha'kedera me'aleha. And so too, in a case where you took the pot off of the oven, ubolach zira aleha b'shabbos, and you want to return the pot to the stove on Shabbos, so if you want to do chazara, or if you want to do shehiya on a dish that was not yet machal ben jusai, then we get involved in grufa v'ketuma. But once it gets to a point of machal ben jusai, this shita holds, doesn't have to be garuf v'ketum. Continues the Mechaber, v'im shochach v'shoha tavshil shehischil hisbashel. If you mistakenly did shehiya on a dish that only started to cook below higia l'machal ben jusai and didn't get to the point of machal ben jusai, so it wasn't allowed, Usr, that dish is usr. The ein tzarach lomar im avar v'shoha. And needless to say, if you did it on purpose and you did shehiya on a dish that was not yet machal ben jusai, according to the shita, vaday, the dish will be usr. The Ramad then says, v'nogu lohokel kisvara hachrona. So we have the more machmir shita in the beginning of the sif. We have the more lenient shita now. And the Ramad says, the minhag is to be lenient that shehiya is mutter, even without garuf akatum, as long as the food is cooked to macha ben jusai. Then the Mechaber says, v'chol zeh b'inyan shehiya. This is all talking about just shehiya. Sha'kedera yosheves al kisei shel barzel. That the pot is sitting on a chair of iron, o al gabe avonim, or on top of stones, v'eino nogas b'gecholim. The pot itself is not touching the coals. Aval hatmona al gabi gecholim, if the pot is touching the coals, the mechaber holds, that's called hatmona, that's called insulating. So the mechaber says, l'divrei akol aser. So here the mechaber is just clarifying, when we talk about shehiya, it's talking about where it's not touching the coals. If it's touching the coals, that's a whole different story, that's not shehiya. That the mechaber holds is hatmona. The Rama argues and says, v'yesh omrim da'afilu makdeir omedes al gabi ha'ish mamish. Even if the pot is standing on the fire mamish, coals manchi magula lamalu l'mikirat maravishari. So long that the pot is revealed on top, that is not covered, that is not called hatmana, and it is mutter. V'chein haminik, so too is our custom. Reaction is harim lenatkun tzas kodim ha'shabbos min ha'ish. Just we are careful to move the pot a little bit before Shabbos off the fire. Kedei sheyucha Yisrael hasiru misham, in order that Yisrael should be allowed to take the pot off on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to worry about moving around the coals. V'im lo nitkun min ha'ish, but if it was not removed from the fire, v'nimtzu al gabei ha'ish b'Shabbos, and it turns out the pot is on the fire on Shabbos, yesh lahasiro misham ayidei eino Yehudi, then you should have a goy take the pot off of the coals. V'im leka eino Yehudi, and if there is no goy available, mutter li Yisrael lahasiro misham, then a Yisrael would be allowed to remove the pot from the coals. However, v'yizor shi'yikachenu misham benachas, you have to make sure to take it off very carefully, v'lo yinaneh ha'gecholim, in order not to move around the coals, v'oz af im yinaneh tzas, and then even if you end up moving the coals a little bit, that will be a davar shein maskavin, hu v'shari, that will be mutter, as a davar shein maskavin, it would not be considered a psik resha. Let's go back and see all the mishaburas, beginning in Sivkot and Lamezayin. The first point that we saw today in the shir is the second shita that's more lenient, as long as it is nispashal kamacha ben jusai, shehiya is mutter even without garuf akotum. Says the mishabura, svirulhu, this shita holds the kevan shen nispashal, since it was cooked to the point sheroi leochol idei atchak, that it's edible, even though it's only edible idei atchak in a present situation, no one's really lechatchila going to eat half cooked food or a third cooked food, but lemaisa idei atchak, it is edible. We are no longer worried that a person is going to stoke the coals. The cave and sherei la'achila, since it is already somewhat rei la'achila, lama yechata b'chinam, why would you stoke the coals for nothing? Ulekach shari afilu b'ena grufa v'ketuma. Therefore, it's mutter, even if the coals are not swept out, they're not covered. Ve'ein tzorech loze elo kishadayin lo higia l'machal ben jusoy. The whole concept of grufa ketuma is only in a case where the dish is not yet cooked to a point of machal ben jusoy. Or in a case when you want to do chazara, then milksi kim bevashul in a grufa, then it looks like you're cooking if it is not swept out from the coals. Some say it's half cooked, v'yesh omim shlish bishul. Some say it's a third cooked. The mechaber later on writes down that machal ben jusoy is half cooked. The more machmir of the two shitas. However, in a pressing situation, it could be you could be lenient and consider machal ben jusoy a third cook, and you could even do shehiya without having it garuf v'katum. Sivkotan lamites is going on that which the mechaber said. The Rama added on to the mechaber, not only if it's machal ben jusoy, can you leave it on the kira? We said in the Rama, o afilu agave tanur. It says the mishabura de lo mefalgin on beitanur the kira. We do not differentiate between the halacha of a tanur and a kira, the two different types of ovens that we discussed. Ella, masha, asr, bekira, she'ena, grufa, that which we asked by a kira when the coals were not swept out, mishum, chashash, chitu, because a word you might stoke the coals. So asrin and betanur, afilu begaruf, we are more chomer by a tanur, and we asked it even if it was swept out. The mishum chom hatanur, because the tanur is much hotter, chashbinan lei keinu garuf, even if it was swept out, we view it as if it was not swept out, because there are some sparks that remain there, and we're still worried shem yechata, the kanal, like we said earlier. Aval, however, mashi tiru bekira afilu beina grufa, that which they matur by a kira, which was not swept out, the lo asi lechatos, that you're not going to come to stoke him, yishun dekvan nisbashlo, because it's already considered cooked. So gam betanur mutter, also by tanur be mutter, and therefore the Rama says in our case, not only would shehiyah be mutter on a kira, also on a tanur. It's not only on top of the kira and the tanur, but even, says the mishabura, inside the tanur or the kira, like we discussed earlier, that would have the same permissibility. Sivkotan mem aleph is going on that which the mechaber says. But if a dish started to cook, it did not reach machal ben jusoy, then we get into the necessity of grufa v'ketuma. Says the mishabura, the oz chashvin. The Oz Chayshinon Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. So if Kodem Mem Aleph says, then we're worried, if it's not at the point of Machal Ben Jusoy yet, but it started cooking, then we're worried that you might stoke the coals. Im Huska B'Gefes Ve'etzim, if it was fired up with Gefes Ve'etzim, which turned into coals. V'Gam B'Nena Grufa Mena Gecholim, and it's also not swept out from the coals. The other concern we would have, that it would be a problem, is if you are coming to do Chazara. The Mechaber said, "V'chein le'inyan not la kedera me'alo bolach zira la b'shabbes." That's also going to be a problem. Says the Mishabura, "Ayin lekamon b'sibbeis." Look in sibbeis that we'll get into in the next year. The halachos of chazara, which we mentioned earlier, is more chomer than shehiya. So even though shehiya is mutter, if it's macha ben jusoy, chazara would be aser. You would still need to have a garuf akotum, even though it is macha ben jusoy. Sifkotan Mem Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber says, if you mistakenly did Shehiyah on a Tavshil that did not yet reach the point of Machal Ben Jusoy, the food is Aser. Says the Mishabura Mem Gimel, because once it reached the point of Machal Ben Jusoy, according to this more lenient Shita, Mutter Afilu Chachilu, we just said it's 100% Mutter. It appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, that Pidyevid, you can pass that Macha ben Yusoy is the third cook. Sherabu ha'umdim b'shitazu. Many shitos go with this opinion. Ayin b'al yirabu. Sivkotem mem dalet, it is aser. So if you did shehia on a dish by accident that was not your Macha ben Yusoy, that food is aser. Hainu afilu l'achem ad Moshe Shabbos, even for others. Until Moshe Shabbos. Vin bo'ina mazeh b'chdei shehi aser. If you have to wait after Shabbos, the time it takes to cook it further, Ayin la'el, the Sivkat and Lamed Beis. We saw a discussion about that earlier in Lamed Beis. Then the Mechaber told us this whole discussion is as long as there's no problem of hatmana, meaning the pot is not sitting on the coals, Sivkat and Memhei, rather it's sitting al kisei shel barzel. Ke'ein pitput shel shalosh raglayim, it's like some kind of tripod, v'hagicholam munachim taftov, and the coals are sitting underneath that seat. Sivkat and Memvav, but the Mechaber said, if the pot is touching the coals, that is atmana. Hachi svira leil ha-mechaber. This is the sheet of the mechaber. The imshule ha-kedera nogen v'gecholam. If the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, mikri atmana. That's called atmana. U'menelo da'asar apin is bashal kol tzarko u'misamek v'ralo. And that's so chomer atmana that it's going to be asar even if the dish is fully cooked, and it's going to get worse by cooking further, as we will see later in Reish Nun Zayin Sev Zayin, atmana is forbidden. The Ramah came and argued and said there are those who say that even if the kedera is on the Eish Mamish, so long it's revealed on top, that's not called Hatmana. Says the Mishabur Memzaim, Kol Zman Vafilu Makedera Omedes Besoch HaTanur. Even if the pot is inside the oven, that Tanur Sosim, the Tanur is sealed on the outside, Lav Bichlal Hatmanahi, that's not called Hatmana. Like we'll see later in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, So Sivches Ayin Shom. Because the oven, we'll see, is a little bit too wide to be considered hatmana on the pot. Sivkot and memches, we said, kol zman that it's megula l'malo, the pot, it's not hatmana. Hainu she'ein mechasa aleh b'vigodim l'malo. Meaning to say that you're not covering the pot with garments on top. It's not like tightly covered. That will not be hatmana. We'll see a lengthy discussion about that. Ayin l'kamon, v'reish nun zayin sivches. Sivkot Memtes is the Ramah saying, as long as it doesn't have that, it's not Atmana. Vishari Hainu Duhu Rak Bichlal Shehiya. If it is not covered with garments, it is not considered Atmana. Memela, it's considered Shehiya. And Memela, Vishari Vinis Bashal Mibodion Kumacha Ben Jerusalem. According to this more lenient opinion, which Ramah says we know it like, it will be Mutter if it was cooked from before Shabbos to the point of Macha Ben Jerusalem. Lefi Mashenogu Kesvara Achrona. Like the Ramah told us, that we know like the Svara Achrona. However, if it's on the coals, we said it is a good idea to remove it a little bit, so that way you could remove it on Shabbos without a problem. Sivkot nun, yesh la siru mishom de kosher li Yisrael yizar shaloyin aneyagi cholam beisent yilasu asakadeiro. It's going to be very hard for Yisrael to be careful not to move the coals at the time that he's removing the pot from the coals. Therefore, better to remove it, if not have a goy do it. If there is no goy, sivkot nun aleph, it's mutar li Yisrael to do it. This is only if the pot is resting on top of the gecholim, then if there's no goy, the Jew can do it carefully. But if there are coals, not only on the bottom, but they're surrounding the pot, then even if there's no goy, it's forbidden for Yisrael to remove it. Because then for sure, when he's taking off the pot, he is going to be stoking the coals, and that is forbidden. What taking away the pot is going to cause is a firing up of the bottom coals and an extinguishing of the top coals. And even though this is obviously not his intention, he just wants the pot off the coals to eat it. He doesn't want the firing up or the extinguishing psikreshu without the psikreshu. And some of Machmir and such a psikreshu even having a goy do it. I'm a Maganav Rabba, Yerabam, Mikomakom, Nirdu, Asher, Shabbos, Yeshishim, Mokhadas, and Mikilan, Idein, and Yehudi. But says the Chavetz Chaim, Lemaisa, it appears that for the Tzorach of Shabbos, you can rely on the more lenient opinion and allow this psikreisha through a goy. Vidin psichas a tanur is timoso, Idein, and Yehudi, the din of opening and closing the tanur through a goy, Yisparah, Besol, Simmeration, and Test. That will be discussed in Simmeration, and Test. Ayin, Shom, Beshavura. Look over there in the Meshavura. Now we have an important Bir Halacha to read and a couple of important notes as well. Number one, the Bir Halacha says, in Devar Maskil, V'nogu L'Hakal Gesvar Achron. Again, the first sheet that we discussed in the first part of the Sif was that the only time that Shehiyah is going to be mutter, if it's not Garuf HaKotum, is if it's fully cooked, it's a special called Tzurka, and it's Samek V'Radlu, and it's going to get worse by being cooked further. Only then it's mutter. Or again, of course, if the dish was totally raw, or you threw in a raw piece of meat. Now we have the second opinion, much more lenient, as long as it's a half-cooked or a third-cooked. Kemacha ben Jusai, already it doesn't need to be Garuf HaKotum. The Rama said very clearly that we're knowing like the more lenient opinion, but the Bir Halacha says it's not so poshut. Ayin beBeis Yosef Sheher Echar beBeElu Ashtei Deos. Look in the Beis Yosef that he speaks at length about these two opinions. Vehetik Divrei HaRosh Ekosav, and he brings down the words of the Rosh who writes, the Mipnei She Yisrael Adukin beMitzvah Onik Shabbos, because Klal Yisrael is so connected to the Mitzvah Onik Shabbos, uBevadai Lo Yishmu Lono, and they're for sure not going to listen if we tell them otherwise. Al Kein Hanach Lahem. Therefore, lead them to be more lenient. Ayin Sham. Mashma Mizeh. The clear implication over there is the Rak Mishum Zelu Ratzalim Chos. It's only because they're not going to listen. That's why we don't protest. V'chein HaBeis Yosef Gufa, and so to the Beis Yosef himself. The fact that he brings the first shita, which is more machmir as the stam shita, and the second opinion he brings as a yesh omrim, mashma gam kein daito noda lahachmir. It's mashma that he also holds the first shita is the ikir shita, and one should really be machmir. But Lamaisa, we don't have the power to protest against those who are lenient. Shekvar nogu ha'am ka yesh omrim, because Lamaisa, the minug is like the yesh omrim. The Rama writes, therefore, Zadok Chavetz Chaim. According to this new insight now, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, one for sure should be careful that if he's going to do Shehiyah, he should make sure it's fully cooked and mitzamek v'raglo. And if not, he should be ulasalko min ha'esh. If it's only fully cooked, but it's not mitzamek v'raglo, he should not do Shehiyah, he should remove it from the fire. Ach im Eirushin is Acher Adover, but if he got delayed on Erev Shabbos, Kigon Shabo Orechim Kodem Shkias Achama, because guests came late in the day on Friday, Vuhutzruch Lavashal Ezatash Lavurum, he had to cook up something fast for the guests, then Yochol Lahamid Al HaPitput. Then you could leave it on the tripod, Lavashal Afshalo Yisbashal Arashkir Raka Chatzi Bishal Sagi. Then we could already rely on what the minhag is, that as long as it's half cooked, Kamacha ben Jusa, you would be allowed to do Shehiyah for these guests. V'yanichenu omid ala pitput. Achi gomer bishulo, leave it there till it gets fully cooked. U'mutig l'sadak m'midu b'layla, you're allowed to take it off at night. D'ha ein omid al g'chalim, l'maisa, it's not on the g'chalim, it's on the tripod, and therefore that would be permissible. If you look at note 56, he brings out a leniency of the Chazon Ish. The Chavetz Chaim is coming out clearly, l'chatchila, one should be machmir, not to do Shehiyah, unless it is fully cooked and mistamek v'ralo like the first shita. But if you're stuck, you certainly can rely on the second shita. But look at note 48. If it reaches the point of machab ben jusai by tseisa kochavim, so then the chazanish is tzidei she'afa pisha ben hashmashas lo gil l'shir zeh. Even though when shkia came, when ben hashmashas was there, it was not at that point. V'di'evit lo neser atafshil. That will not aser the tafshil. One other leniency of the Chazon Ish is in the back of the Sefer on page number 3, note 53. He writes on that which the Bir Halacha said, Umayr b'ofen shachazorah oshel divrei akol. I'm sorry, that's not the note that we want to read. I want to read note 56. In the back of the Sefer on page number 3, note 56. So the Chavetz Chaim just told us that you should go like the first shita, that it has to be fully cooked and mitzamek v'ralo. Only in a pressing situation you can rely on the second shita. But chatchila you can rely on the more lenient shita. The host of it he has on. You can rely on this even if it is mitzamek the Yafalo, so that is another kula of the Chazon Ish. Now I would like to read one more very important note. It starts across on page 42 and continues in the back of the Sefer on page 3 as well. And that is a discussion about Hatmana that we started upon over here. The Mishnah Berurah clearly said as long as it's open on top, it's not going to be a problem with Hatmana. If you look at note number 50, it says, Mashmos Lashono, the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, when he's discussing Hatmana, is Sha'afa Pisha Kol Defanos Akedera Mechusos, even though all the walls are covered, Nikomokom Kavan Shein Akedera Mechusos Milamala, since the pots are covered on top, Ein Adover Nelshav Elo Katmana Bemixos. That's not called a full Atmana, that's only a partial Atmana. V'chein mashmolus l'shonu l'halon u'l'kamon v'shelo k'mo shekosa prima gadam l'kamon, not like the prima gadam writes later on, she'in kol dafnu sakadeiru m'chusus, of all the walls of the pot are covered, afal pi shepil megula, even though the pot is revealed, nesu v'adover katmona v'kulo, that's machlokas of the Mishabura and the Pashat of the Prima Gadim, whether the top being opened makes it no longer a full Atmana, or if it still remains a full Atmana. If you look in the back of the Sefer, where the note continues, the bottom part of page number 3 on the right side, the new paragraph, he talks about a crackpot. And he brings over here the Shita of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv that hold the regular slow cooker crackpot, where it's an insert that goes in, it's surrounded on all the sides. They do say that one should be machmir not to use it. If you look at what Rav Eliashiv says in the towards the bottom of the page, the second to last paragraph, the chayin das Rav Eliashiv, like Rishon Lazalman, shenesinas tavshul b'sir zeh, putting a chulent up, nechsheves atmano, that's called atmano. Elo shehosev Rav Eliashiv has on, sheim yagibio es hakateira ba'ofen sheyibutu chelek mehadefanos lachutz. If you put a tinfoil ball or a rack on the bottom of the insert, which raises up the insert so you could see the walls a little bit on the outside, then you would be allowed to put a dish in there, and that would not be considered atmana. Because then we say already, the majority of the kedera is already revealed. That means the top, the tziruf tachtus hakadeira v'chilak hadavanos habolek v'chutz lasir. So at least that has a larger chilak that is revealed, and it's more lenient, and therefore, at least the Eretz Yisrael the Poskim say that a crackpot needs to be raised up. If it's a crackpot that's inserted, so then it would have to be raised up in order to prevent hatmana. Rav Moshe Feinstein is lenient and says it's not a problem of hatmana, like the Mishabura seems to say, that if it's revealed on top, it's just a pot, but it's not covered on top, so that would not be considered Hatmana. That is a machlokas. But this is only addressing Hatmana. But of course, if you put your chulent up and it's not at the point of Machal B'Jusai or Lefidah Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Aloch, if it's not fully cooked, Mitzamek V'Ralo, then Avada would have to be Garif HaKotum, which is putting on a blef. It would not be allowed to directly to be there. So even if you avoided the Hatmana issue, you still have the Shehiyah issue. So just to review, the best way to do it is if one has a crockpot that's inserted, so to satisfy all the shitas, the inside insert where the food goes has to be raised up a little bit, so part of it sticks out above the heating agent outside the outside of the crockpot. And even if you did that, that only takes care of atmana. You also want to put a bluff there, unless your chulent is so fully cooked that it's mistamek v'ralo, which is unlikely. So one should ideally, to be yotzi all shitas, and what the Bir Halacha tells us, one should put some heavy-duty foil, it should be nicker on top, it should cover the whole entire inside, so that the heat source is covered. That's considered garav hakotum, and therefore you're yotze all the possible shitos by leaving up your chulent before Shabbos. We will stop here, and Mitzvah Shem, we will embark on Sif Beis, and Mitzvah Shem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.